You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
It's funny, we were talking earlier in the game, if you haven't seen the video of Joel Embiid traveling last night.
Actually, Gary Sheffield Jr. on his Twitter account has the video you're about to reference. But, Joe, you can find Joel Embiid's video.
Joel Embiid, he did a James Harden step back three and took three steps doing it. Well, there's a video of James and Embiid and a couple of other guys. I think Sam Cassell, is he on their bench? It looked like Sam.
It's got to be. That's Sam. It looks like that's Sam. That's got to be Sam.
Anyway, they're all arguing about, and James does his step back, and they're, oh, that's a treble! And they're all going crazy, and then Embiid is trying to do it. And B tried to do it in the game and travel and turnover. 713-780-3776 is the number if you would like to get in here with us right now on the show. I forgot what I was going, what I teased.
You're going to do top five white cornerbacks of all time.
Top five white cornerbacks
so
of
obviously
all.
Obviously, we're going to go with Jason Sehorn won. Jason Sehorn's won. Somebody who used to clothesline people and wear glasses is two.
Yeah, well, that was back in the 50s.
Yeah.
But they used to have a lot of, even then.
No, did they play football? Was everything just four tight ends? And did they even have wide receivers? Who covered Lance Allworth? That's why I disallow all of Lance Allworth's great stats. Like, yeah, but who was guarding him? Joe Burrows.
Carson Palmer says
it was whether or not the Bengals can hold on to Joe Burrow.
Now, Carson Palmer knows.
Well, he knows well how cheap the organization is. He wanted out of there. They won. Yeah. Carson Palmer won and was a really good quarterback.
I'm
was
not going to listen to this slander that you're about to say.
That and, well, let's face it. Let's face it. If I'm Joe Burrow, I'm like, okay, honestly, I mean, Joe Burrow can hold that. He can hold Mike Brown ransom. Hey, build a practice facility. I mean, how outrageous is it that the Cincinnati Bengals, they have to go to the Cincinnati Bearcats indoor practice facility? How stupid is
that? That is, are you serious?
Yeah.
That is so embarrassing.
I mean, yes, that's what they have to
do. I still, once again, I made this point, and I wasn't really joking around. You got to a Super Bowl with Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow is one of the hottest names out there right now. He is going to be legendary. Your season ticket sales are going to spike. Now is the time that you go out and you get your businesses to pony up and you go build an indoor facility.
Your merchandise, which you get a piece of.
Yeah.
The businesses that are going to want to be in the building.
Associated, you know, with signage.
Assign it, everything. Everything is going up.
A hospital group has to pony up millions to be on. They get the name for your blow up, just like the Texans have, your little inflatable thing.
Not anymore.
Okay, so what's the deal with that? Because I know they deflated it, but the Texans are still going to have an indoor facility. What are you talking about?
Well, I don't know if they put it back up, but I mean, currently they don't have the bubble. I don't think.
Well, the bubble gets put back up. The bubble.
But why
is.
Would it be down?
For the rodeo.
Maybe rodeo stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's usually
don't you
want to
have stuff
up.
In there? Don't they a lot of times host things in there? Is it considered a COVID thing?
I think that's a Texans thing. So they're the Texans.
But they have an indoor facility.
They have an indoor. Oh yeah, no, the Texans.
I mean, it's
have
not
an indoor,
going anywhere.
I mean, you can't not have an indoor facility in Houston, Texas.
No,
between rain and 9,000 degrees.
Well, in Cincinnati too, you just no, throw yeah. something up.
Listen, I wouldn't be surprised at all if Joe Burrow doesn't say do like Carson Palmer and say I just can't play here anymore. I just can't.
You really think so?
Yeah.
With Jamar Chase, I don't think he'll leave them hanging like
I mean,
that.
Yeah, they're going to be together. Well,
what's so great
Aaron
about Green
Rodgers
Bay?
Aaron Rodgers is leaving Devontae Adams.
What's so great about Green Bay?
Nothing.
Tell me what's the difference between why Green Bay is a destination haven. I understand everything you're saying about Cincinnati
history.
Is right.
And oh, by the way, wait a minute.
It's cheap ownership.
No. Green Bay doesn't have an owner. So you know what they do? They spend money. That place is like it's a mecca for football. They have everything you could
Joe
possibly
Burrow
want.
Has 3 years left on his contract.
All right.
You think he'll jet?
I think he'll. If I'm him, I'm holding him hostage.
They're built for success. Yeah. Well,
I hold him hostage. But here's the deal. If Joe takes all the money, it's going to be harder to win.
Yeah, be careful about your ransom note.
Yeah. No. Absolutely.
But Joe's going to get...
But if I'm Joe, I'm a cash in. You know what?
Joe's getting $38 million plus.
Joe needs some new shades, okay? Joe's going to be able to buy some new shades. And guess what? They're going to be totally sweet.
Well, how about some of that shade money and putting it to our indoor facility, Joe? No, Mr. Brown, I don't want to have to give my money for your indoor facility. How about all of you millionaires out there? Maybe just kick in $100,000 apiece and we can finally build this thing. Mr. Brown, some of us are millionaires, but you make more money than all of us. Well, money doesn't grow on trees.
Well,
I can't just pull money out of a hat.
They've been historically.
You can pull it out of a bank.
Listen, I remember back in the day, when I was working for the Texans, when I was on the sideline for the Texans, Bob McNair was pissed. He was like, you know that all the owners share naming rights, stadium naming rights, when the Texans originally was an NRG. What was their first name?
Enron.
What was
it before NRG?
It was
Reliant.
It was Reliant. And Bob McNair, he came back from the owners meetings and he goes, you know, Bengals, you know, I want to have my dad's name on the building too. They call it Paul Brown Stadium. You know what though? Go out and sell that thing because that's money in all of our pockets. I'm giving you money, Bengals, because I put Reliant up here.
So that is all shared?
It's all shared. That's shared between the owners, naming rights.
Really?
Yeah. Yes.
That wouldn't sit well with me.
No, and that's what Bob McNair's that was his point. He's like, "Hey, I want to put my dad's name on there too." I remember him saying this. I want to put my dad's name on the stadium too. But guess what? That's all of our money. So let's go. Get you some
but
name
rights. One of the reasons the NFL is the healthiest of all the sports is because it is sports socialism. Like, it's set up, number one, they benefit from having a schedule that lends itself to, you know, one national contract. It's easy to get, multiple national contracts that are spread evenly over the teams. Baseball, basketball, there's obviously going to be advantages for the broadcast teams, the local broadcast for big cities. We in big markets, we know that. One of the reasons that football is number one is because there is parity. Mm-hmm. There is an opportunity for Cincinnati to be
small markets, right?
The small markets matter because there is that, you know, that sharing of the wealth. And I think that's one of the, if you start to break it up and individualize it, then all of a sudden the Rams are just hammering the hell out of you. It turns into nothing but the Dodgers and the Yankees and the same stuff. You don't want that in football.
And the Astros.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Major mid-market, big market, mid-market Astros. We're always on that, like, we're kind of big.
We're right there. Slow down.
Drayton lost millions for years. He told us.
He didn't really.
Like, I do not have a red cent, not a red nickel in my pocket. I don't know how I'm going to survive. Keep these groceries open.
We're
going to start going to nothing but those generic peanut butters if we have to pay this
Timmy
Chinese shortstop we got here. He's Japanese. Well, I guess. Whatever.
He's got some kind of fissures.
I don't know. It's just so expensive to pay these guys. Oh, Rogers here? Give him the money. He sells seats. You know who we could use? Randy Johnson for about 11 games. Mm-hmm. Then the hot check comes in. I don't want any part of that. Pretend like we're offering Daryl Kyle a contract once he's about to sign Jerry.
Same with Beltran.
Yeah.
Same with Beltran.
Once Carlos gets his offer, fire up an offer about $20 million less. Just let's make it look good. And then go get us a different Carlos. Preferably another Mexican guy. He's not Mexican, okay? We got to explain to you, this is not...
Well, if he's
not
Carlos,
everyone's Chinese and Mexican, Drake.
Chances are.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, whatever. Beltran was. This Lee guy's got to be just as good. Well, he's not.
Well, he's Nick not. Casario apparently was on Jim Rome. We will play that. And actually, it's directly contradictory to Gary Sheffield Jr.'s report. So we'll do that on the other side.
So we're about to hear a Nick Casario answer to a question.
Correct.
I bet this is going to be terrible.
It's on Jim Rome's Twitter account. 713-780-3776. We'll hear that on the other side. In the meantime, what about some insurance, Lance?
TGS Insurance helps you get more money in your bank account. You know why they're doing it or how they're doing it? They're helping you get a homeowner's insurance for a lot less money. And it's not that you're having to sacrifice your – not at all. You're not sacrificing your insurance. You get A-rated insurance. A-rated insurance. But here's the difference. You get A-rated insurance, but you're competing for – you're having companies compete for your business. So you get competitive pricing. And competitive pricing means you're getting their lowest offers that they can go on A-rated insurance. And so that's why the savings – it shouldn't surprise you that that's why the savings – or the average savings is over $900 annually. It's gone up and up and up, the savings, and they're still giving you chances to keep saving by texting the word money to 232323. They will do the shopping. They will shop multiple companies. It takes just a matter of seconds because of the algorithm they use. You text the word money to 232323. You give them your address, and you're going to have a firm quote back within 15 seconds. That's all it's going to take. Text the word money to 232323. That's TGSinsurance.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5. The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here. 713-780-3776. Joe Burrow has a sprained knee. Sprained knee. Rest. Sprained MCL. So rest, no surgery. That knee shouldn't have gone that way. That knee should not have gone
that way. Well, it'd be pretty scary if he had a second knee surgery in 2 years.
Yeah. I don't know if it was the same one.
It was a different knee because he was wearing the brace on his right knee, or his left knee, and it was his right knee that got rolled up.
Hey, let me tell you something now. That can have an impact on your career if you lose your mobility. Joe's not a fast guy. He looked a lot less mobile even before the injury the other day. Like, he was not escaping. His escapability from the pocket when it was collapsing was actually a little disappointing to me. I remember seeing him in the past at LSU get out and make some things happen, and he didn't escape. He wasn't very escapable at all. So you don't want that knee to become a bigger issue. Your biggest issue is, I guess, you don't have any hope for him staying in Cincinnati based on what you said.
Well, spend some money, Mike Brown. Come on. Break out your wallet, rich guy. David Bakhtiari tweeted this. Honestly, we throw around GOAT and terms that are attached with greatness too easily. We got to respect the greats. It's becoming way too saturated.
Yep.
Is that a shot at his quarterback?
No. No, it's that everyone says GOAT all the time. I don't think it's a shot at him. Greatest of all time. I don't think it's a shot at Aaron Rodgers because I don't know that anyone calls. I think people just use the phrase, this guy's the GOAT. They say GOAT about everybody now.
Yeah.
James, GOAT emoji. GOAT. Well, everyone gets a GOAT emoji.
Did somebody call him the GOAT? And maybe Kobe, he's GOAT. Saying, wait a minute.
Call Aaron?
No, Bakhtiari. No, somebody say he's the GOAT.
I don't think that happened. I think he's right, though. I think he's just making a general statement.
Maybe. Everyone, or maybe he's taking GOAT. A shot at Aaron.
Everyone says GOAT. No. He and Aaron are very
You don't
tight.
Know how to do media. Dude, now there's going to be a three segments on First Take, or whatever the show is called, with Russo, Daniel, Mad Dog Russo.
Not Daniel.
And Stephen A., Mad Dog Russo, and Daniel's going to come in. Daniel Russo's going to come in and kick. Whoever loses gets kicked in the face.
Will this be an ESPN segment at all time, ranking the GOATs? Ranking all the GOATs.
Well, who are all? Okay, Jerry Rice is
a
GOAT?
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Jerry Rice, GOAT. Randy Moss, GOAT.
Wayne Gretzky is a GOAT.
Wayne Gretzky, GOAT.
No, Randy Moss is not a GOAT if Jerry Rice is a GOAT.
We do it a new way.
No.
There's more than one GOAT from now on. There's Michael multiple Jordan, GOATs.
Jordan. Gretzky. Brady.
No, LeBron.
No, he's not the GOAT. Yeah, that's right. Tell Nick
Wright. You better
tell
Twitter, dumbass.
Somebody tell Nick Wright.
That's what I'm saying. You can't do this because there's so many GOATs.
There's only one GOAT.
Tom Brady is no. No. I swear to God, just Google LeBron James GOAT.
Go to power forwards.
No, LeBron James.
He's the greatest power forward of all time.
Some people believe he's the greatest of all time.
No, he's the greatest power forward
of all
time.
You don't get to boss other people's opinions.
No, they're stupid.
Okay? That's why you're going to have multiple GOATs. Rank the GOATs.
No.
Jordan, LeBron, Tiger, Jack Nicklaus. You'll have Jack Nicklaus, Tiger, LeBron. If they have any doubt, they'll just throw them both.
Tiger's the greatest.
Will ESPN, instead of doing Mount Rushmore, we now have GOAT rankings.
Tiger's the greatest Cablin Asian golfer ever.
Who's the greatest golfer ever?
That's arguable, Jack or him.
Double GOATs. Thank you.
Co-GOATs.
No,
who's the greatest wide receiver?
Co-GOATs. It's GOAT or not GOAT.
Co-GOATs. You're GOAT. You're double GOATs. That's what the thing is. You can have lots of GOATs.
You know who's
I'll give you an example. GOAT here in Houston Texans history. Who's the GOAT?
JJ.
Andre Johnson.
Double GOATs.
Co-GOATs.
See how easy that was? At Houston Astros, GOAT.
Altuve.
Craig Biggio.
Bing! Double GOATs. I'm going Springer.
Maybe triple GOATs.
You're going
or
Springer?
Yep, I'm going, off the...
Who's the GOAT of GMs? Path. Nick Caserio. And he was on with Jim Rome, okay? And contrary to Gary Sheffield Jr.'s report that Deshaun Watson is about to be traded within the next 2 weeks, here is the general manager of the Houston Texans talking to Jim Rome about this subject.
We're talking to Nick Caserio. Nick, I would imagine you knew exactly what you signed up for in the sense that it was not going to be an easy job. There were going to be challenges, right? There was the salary cap drop. There was the lack of high draft picks. There were some tough contracts. So to a certain extent, to a large extent, you knew what you were signing up for. But then within months of your arrival, the news of allegations against Deshaun Watson start to break. Where do you and the team stand with regards to him? Is it safe to assume, has he played his last down for the team?
Yeah, it's a good question, Jim. I think, you know, we had dialogue and discussions going back to last year in the spring and even in training camp. And then obviously we got through the season, ended where we were. I think Lovie's made some comments about that. I think at some point, you know, the team and all parties involved, you know, are hopeful for a resolution. We're probably not to that point yet, Jim. So we're going to take our time. And ultimately, you know, my responsibility is to do what I feel is best for the football team by ownership and by our coaching staff and by our players. So we'll work through it. We'll kind of take it day to day. But, you know, as Lovie mentioned, you know, at some point, I think a resolution to the process will be best for everybody involved, whatever that entails.
And Nick, with respect, I would ask you one last thing about Deshaun Watson. Like, can you give me an indication, what kind of conversations have you had with teams about him? Like, was there ever a point where you thought a deal was imminent or close?
I wouldn't say that necessarily particularly that a deal was close or imminent. I think one of the things that's pretty fluid, and teams, whether it's, you know, this time of year, even during the season, you have
there was a 100% deal. There was a 100% deal was close with Miami. 100%. 100% deal was close with Miami. So with that in mind, let's hear how he answers this.
You have a lot of different conversations with different teams about a lot of different topics. And, you know, as you work through in season, I'd say up till kind of, November, right?
Whatever. Conversation with a lot of different teams about a lot of different topics. Hey, Mr. Vice Presidential Candidate, that's not the question I just asked you here at the debate. Nick Caserio answers every question like he's at a vice presidential debate where somebody asks you a question and you immediately get to the talking point that you want to get to. What does having a lot of conversations with a lot of teams about a lot of topics have to do with that question? you just say, you know, we had some discussions where we thought it was moving in a direction. I don't know how close it got, but we had some discussions that advanced a little further. But, you know, ultimately nothing ended up getting done. Let's hear him talk about his multiple discussions. Here comes more word salad.
The trade deadline is. You know, there's certain players that may or may not be available, or teams will call and ask about so-and-so, would you consider moving him? So I think once you get past the trade deadline, I think it's pretty quiet, and I think teams are really focused on kind of finishing their season. So I think what happens is after the Super Bowl, you know, now there's a finality to the 2021 season, everybody kind of turns the page and starts to look at the team-building process for the 2022 season. So that's kind of where we are. So I think that we'll have discussions with different teams at different points about a lot of different things. Especially as we get a little closer to the combine. Obviously, once it starts a new league,
about a lot of different things. So right now, everyone's figuring out their team building. Why do you people let this keep happening and you're okay with it? Why are you okay with this? Why are you Mr. Nick Caserio is my best friend and I hope he sends me pizza and gives me Lance's
because
coffee
mug he again. Drafted Nico Collins and Roy Lopez and good players. That's
can
why. I don't care if Nick Caserio, if he just went wah, 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 wah. I don't give a rat's ass.
Well, don't
draft
worry.
Good players and build a good team.
That
doesn't bother me.
Your bar
me.
Is so low, you say Davis Mills and Nico Collins, everything's great. You're the best.
Yes, you're the GOAT.
God, you are,
he's
you're
the GOAT.
You are a battered fan syndrome where you're ready to throw a goat emoji on him because he gave you Nico Collins.
Yeah.
I can't believe I got Nico. What did I do to deserve this, my captor? This is like I'm watching Money Heist again, where that girl starts slamming the guy right after getting shot in the leg by
him. Stockholm Syndrome?
Yes! You've got Stockholm Syndrome. Hey, Nick, it was a real good job you did here with Nico, right? And Roy Lopez. That's your bar is Roy Lopez
Roy
now.
Lopez, yeah. He got on the field.
Oh,
made
man.
Plays. I saw him make plays. Did you?
I didn't watch as much as I probably should have.
You should have. You should have watched more.
I was grinding on Texans.
Well,
hey.
How about if you watch more Nico Collins tape?
You know what they get?
Because you missed on them in the third.
I have channel 702, and the Texans are one of 8 games on the screen. Okay? There's 8 little boxes. I got 8 games I'm watching at once. And when the Texans, when they are worthy of watching, I will watch them. And usually that involves a first or second half play.
Hmm. That they're worthy.
Because
now they're worthy of your watching ability? Okay.
If you have action.
Well,
not for
football.
How about
watching to enjoy the game?
I did.
Enjoy your hometown
22. That has not been a thing for 2 years. But I did watch them for development of certain players. And then at some point I was like, okay, I've seen enough. I quit. Let me get to these real teams who are fighting for playoffs. At some point, it's just about, okay,
well, okay.
This is who Davis Mills is.
As opposed to supporting the hometown
plus
team.
Plus, I record the home games.
Whatever.
I record it on a separate channel.
Bandwagon.
And I get to do this. Zip, zip,
bandwagon.
Zip,
I'm all about our
zip,
team.
Zip,
I actually
zip.
Wore a Texans hat. Tim Lodici, Wildcat, had a Texans hat in his office he'd never worn. I want this. And I was wearing it.
Who?
And Tim over Wildcat.
Oh.
And I was wearing it, and I got so – what are you wearing that for? It's like if you wear – it's like a joke. If you're wearing Texans gear now, like what is wrong with you? Because that's my club. That's why I'm proud of it.
I don't see.
I'm proud,
honestly,
proud, proud.
What's your visceral response when you see somebody wearing Texan stuff out in public right now? I'm being serious.
No, like why? What are you doing?
I'm kind of the same.
Sucker.
Like, I think. Say it again.
A sucker.
That's exactly.
I know. That's
check
why I like
this
to
sucker.
That's why I'm wearing my hat all the time.
I feel like you're kind of a simple,
no.
Like you're Debbie the Texan. No offense, Debbie. You've carved out a great racket for yourself as the number one fan, and you got to go on the Super Bowl field, and congratulations. Every year you're the number one fan, and that's great. You know, you go through life. You're not cynical like me. You don't get mad and throw stuff. You don't walk around angry. You probably live a happier life. Honestly, Debbie the Texan probably is way happier than
me. Yes, way happier.
Not even close.
She doesn't care. She
on
loves
Sunday's
her team.
Like, and next week we're going to get it and we're going to fight even harder. And this is going to be our number one victory of all time next week. And here I am. I'm so tired of these suckasses doing dumbass stuff, picking up. What is this garbage that you picked up? This is the most. And here's Debbie. And you know what? We go to HEB and make quesadillas. And then we take them to the game and have a great time supporting all of the greatest J.J. Watts. And the new J.J. Watts are coming. And even if we win 4 games, it's going to be the best 4 games we've ever played. And I'm going to be the happiest. And I'm going to live a happy life.
Yes.
And Lance is going to have a freaking heart attack or a stroke because he knows in his heart that this team has run so poorly. And I'm going to look at Jack Easterby and I say, that's my guy, Jack Easterby. He shook my hand one time at the Texans event that I get invited to. And Lance, you know what he gets? He gets a Coca-Cola bottle with his name on it. John gets pizza and Lance gets nothing.
You got a
Coca-Cola game
bottle.
I know he did. But Debbie the Texan lives a happier life than I do. I just came to that realization in real time that the super fan for a terrible organization is happier with her life than I am.
Yes, she's much happier.
I'm sitting there thinking, you dummy, you got to go to all the games and watch and live your life like that. And I'm the one that's mad. Why am I mad? You know what I have? You seen that? Tyler, you know that GIF, not the GIF, but the JPEG, whatever, the meme, where the angry guy's got the smiling mask face, but behind it you see the tears and the anger? That's who I am. That's who I am. And Debbie's got an actual happy face on. She was at the Super Bowl. Where was I? I was at my house. I was at my house. One of the kids farted, and it pissed me off. I had to leave a room. And Debbie's like, I'm in Super Bowl repping the Texans. We won 4 games, but I can't wait to be it. The Texans are sending me all trip is paid for to go to the draft where I'm going to announce it. And Lance is going to be in his room writing up Wanye Thomas from Georgia Tech while I'm taking a first-class flight out there to go to the actual draft in Las Vegas. Maybe I'll hit a huge jackpot pulling a slot machine, and he'll lose $700 at a dice game because that dumbass played all the numbers, and they immediately crapped out 3 times in a row.
Why is
I'm going to die.
Poor Debbie. Why is Debbie?
No, I'm complimenting you. I'm complimenting you. I look at you like you're a sucker, but I'm the sucker.
Yeah, you're
I'm just
sucker.
Admitting that.
No, you're the sucker.
It started off by saying everyone wearing Texan stuff is a sucker because that's what I feel like. But I'm actually the sucker because I'm actually mad about it. I'm mad about what's happening with the team, and they're not. And guess what they do? They're happy. Mm-hmm. I'm mad and I'm sad.
All right. When we come back.
That's terrible.
When we come back. We'll try to clean up. Poor Debbie. Debbie, call in. 713-780-3776.
Do yourself right a favor. Now, don't.
You need a drink, okay, so that you don't have a heart attack.
I do. I'm going to go get my... I'm actually going to go take a shot of the Maestro Dobel. I'm going to leave the Añejo because that's for Fridays. Añejo's for Fridays. Maestro Dobel's really, frankly, for any day. 7 days a week. If you're a cocktail drinker, that's your jam. There's a lot of really great tequila cocktails beyond just margaritas. Now, you know margaritas go great when you mix it up. If you love the classic traditional taste, I would definitely recommend your silver tequila with Maestro Dobel. They've got a smoked silver if you want to take it in a little different direction. The Reposado, those are different. There's a smokiness too, and that goes in different types of cocktails. So just Google some different cocktails. I think they have some on their website at Maestro Dobel. But listen, whatever the varietal is, they're going to have something that you find completely compelling, whether it's the aromas or the flavor profiles or the finish. You're going to love one, if not multiple, varietals of tequila from Maestro Dobel. 11 generations of tequila makers are the reason why they are so good and so consistent and so distinct with those flavor profiles. Check them out for yourself. Wherever fine liquors are sold, you can find my friends, Maestro Dobel.
ESPN 97.5. Welcome back to The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Well, this is a really quick segment because Lance was vomiting blood in the previous segment.
I just went through an entire self-realization that shook me to my core. This whole time I thought I was like, ha-ha, Debbie the Texan. And the whole time she's been destroying me.
Why does Todd McShay have a mock 2.0 out and you don't?
Well, I just released 1.0. God willing, I won't have to do 2.0.
What do you mean? You have to do 2.0. You can't have 1.0 if that... All that indicates is that there's going to be a 2.0 or a 1.1.
Yeah.
There can't just be a 1.0. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I'll eventually do another one. But.
So Todd McShay, you know who he's got the Texans taken?
Don't care.
He's got Evan Neal 1. He's got Aiden Hutchinson 2. Kyle Hamilton 3.
He's just copying everybody else. Who cares?
What are you talking about? Todd McShay works his ass off.
Yeah. He changed all of his top 32 whenever Daniel Jeremiah's thing came out. All of a sudden, these guys who are not ranked, all of a sudden magically appeared in his top 30 players or top 32 players. Guys literally went from not rated to like 17. Beat it.
Whoa, that's ugly.
Beat it, Tad.
Ikem Ekwonu, like, number four.
Yeah, that guy was not rated before previously. Then DJ came out and had him in the top five, and he's like, all of a sudden, me too.
This is
like his
this is,
I already texted DJ. I'm like, did you see these guys who magically popped up in Todd's list?
This is draft expert beef we got going on here. See, you're getting the insides of the, okay? You're getting the inside, behind the curtains.
There's no copy. Do your own thing. Have your own opinion. Be bold. Be bold.
What bold moves did you make?
I had a lot of, my draft? I had plenty of bold moves.
Yeah, you're right. Your ESPN apology tour is going to continue.
Yeah, I better watch it. I'm kidding. His stuff is amazing.
You just accused him of plagiarism, but okay.
No, I think he's part of groupthink. I think a lot of guys are. Here's the problem. I have to deal with the backlash of national narrative. We're not allowed to even do mock drafts until the last day for players to go back into college. The NFL has to deal with college football. They have an understanding that they will not. We don't even do mock drafts at NFL.com until that time. ESPN's doing mock drafts in October.
Yeah.
In December, they're commenting on underclassmen. The league doesn't want to comment on underclassmen. They don't want to push them out. So everyone goes by the national narrative of where everyone's going to get drafted. And the national narrative is created by ESPN. That's true. It's not NFL Network because we can't do that. We're not allowed to do it. So the national narrative is set basically by Todd McShay, Mel Kiper. And really, that's it. Matt Miller, much less so.
So when you come out with something different after they've been touting guys,
I take unbelievable crap
because Mel and
for the first couple, and then what happens is those guys start to pull back and they rearrange and they go a little groupthinky, and it changes when guys who are watching a lot of tape, and that's me, Dame Brugler, Daniel Jeremiah. And eventually those guys at ESPN get to the tape too. I'm not saying they don't. But you'll see that you'll notice that a lot of ratings start to change drastically. And, never was DeMarvin Leal. I've been telling you that for a long time.
Mm-mm.
Number 8, number 7. Go find out where he is now. You know where Todd had him? I got a screenshot of it. You know where he was a month ago? 7th in the ratings. You know where he is now? 34th. True story. It's because, you start to see other people say stuff, and sometimes you don't have confidence in sometimes you're not confident in what you're seeing and what your evaluation is. That happens too. It happens to me all the time. I write all these players, and just yesterday I'm like, man, I don't know what I think about this guy. Is this right? And you start to second guess yourself, and you start asking other people. So it happens. It happens. What? Get Gilbert on so he can ask for a hat.
No, we're done asking for stuff. There's no more asking for stuff.
Yeah, okay. You know what?
That's it. Gilbert, we're a moratorium on asking for stuff.
Gilbert, what do you want to talk about? We're not going to do anything about getting hats and free stuff anymore.
I'd like to apologize to John anyway.
Go ahead.
Mom.
John, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I'd like to apologize for calling way too many times. I didn't mean to, okay?
No, you're okay, Gilbert. It's all right. What? You're all right.
What?
It's fine. You're good.
Yeah.
You're forgiven.
What happened yesterday was I called way too much and lose the conference. You're a conference call anyway,
Well, okay. Hold on now. Pause. What happened now?
Did you get in on the conference call?
Yeah, just a little bit. That's all.
Hold on. What happened, Gilbert?
I
got in the Wendy's conference call loud yesterday anyway.
She didn't tell
me you
this.
Anyway.
How did that? What happened?
Hold on a second.
Tell us everything that happened.
Yes.
That's about it,
You hold on. I'm going to ask her.
Gilbert, tell us the story. Just go ahead. We're going to stop talking. You talk. Ready? Go.
What?
Just tell us what happened.
I just called and got it. Exactly. Got in the Wendy's conference call,
And then what happened?
Okay.
And then what happened?
That's about it.
What is your question?
What did you hear?
I don't remember anyway.
You don't remember?
You got in on a conference call.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
She had a GM conference call for all the stations. Hello? What? Hello?
What is it? Yeah.
How did that happen?
I love that.
Did you hack into a system?
No. Wendy might have accidentally let him in on it. And whoa, Gilbert's in on it. Wait a minute. Hold on, Gilbert. Oh, that's funny, Gilbert. Good. That's good. Yeah, no more calling, okay? Oh, no more calling because, she's busy, all right? Okay.
Well, I want my pictures anyway for Wendy.
Well, I know. That's it. No, you asked what you said. You said you apologized. No more asking for stuff. That's all. That's done. That's all. 945 ESPN 97.5. No, you can't call in. You know why? Because we're about to go do News of the Weird. That's coming your way next. Right now on ESPN 97. And there's some weird stuff going on out there. This reminds me. Just the story reminds me of Lance and an airport chase. Okay, we will have that for you on the other side.
Me?
Yes, it reminds me of you.
Oh, okay.
Absolute Marvel and Grant is what I'm talking about now, and that's Jeff Aronoff, and he's our buddy. And Jeff Aronoff is just the best at what I'm talking about here. He's coming to your house and he's fixing it. What is it that you need fixed? What is it that you have to improve on? I mean, I was thinking about this. I mean, how many businesses are out there that have been, your place is kind of old and people aren't coming there anymore and they just don't want to go to old, dilapidated places. They want you. Listen, you got a restaurant and you need to put some money into it. You need to upgrade it. I know it's tough. You had tough times and everything else with the pandemic and everything, but man, it'll pay off in the long run if you make it look nicer. Redo your bathrooms. I know. Hey, listen. They did a wonderful, I mean, it makes all the difference in the world to have nice bathrooms. In any businessman, I mean, the women will want to come back. So this is awfully important. And if women don't want to come back because your bathroom is terrible, then you know what? Then the guys don't come back either. So if you're looking for a great way to upgrade, to get, new and beautiful and marble and granite and tile, Jeff Aronoff, 713-880-2822. It's Absolute Marble and Granite, 713-880-2822.
This is Jose Altuve, and you're listening to Jung and Lance on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by Gulf Coast Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC.
The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
News of the Weird brought to you by Damaris' Brisket Tacos. Brisket tacos are the future of tacos. If you've never had them, order them. Get them at the bar. You get three of them. It's delicious. It's unbelievable. And get them with those fries, too. What? Damaris Brisket Tacos while you're watching games. It's awesome. Hey, the Red Rocker, Sammy Hagar, with special guest George Thorogood, coming to Cynthia Woods Mitchell Pavilion, presented by Huntsman for their 2022 tour. Caller number 4 at exactly 10 o'clock. Caller number 4, 713-780-3776. Wins a pair of tickets to see the show on September 16th. Tickets go on sale February 16th at LiveNation.com. Exactly 10 o'clock. You, my friends, are going to go. You possibly could go to see Sammy Hagar. What about that? Huh? What about that? Lance, I'm watching a video of a woman. This is a police chase. She was being chased on her motorized suitcase. I can see you.
Hold on. This is a chase?
It was a chase. It was a chase that they finally caught her. They were able to catch up to her. She's sitting on her motorized suitcase, all right? And a police officer on a bicycle followed her, okay? And she apparently just said, "You know what? I'm out. I'm out here. I don't care what you say, copper." See, you'll never catch me, flatfoot. So this reminds me of you on your little scooter trying to get away from the police.
When I had that little scooter,
the police video that on his chest is trying to catch up to a woman on a motorized scooter luggage.
Did you know there was motorized luggage?
I did not, but I do now, and I want one.
Can you stand on it and just?
I just want one. That's all.
No, you sit on it like a little scooter.
Like it's a scooter.
Well, how do you get that anywhere?
What do you mean?
Motorized. How do you get it in an airport? What do you do with the scooter part?
It looks like a little suitcase.
It's got a motor on it. What do you mean? You
can't put.
Well, it was small. It's small enough to carry on.
How can you sit on something like that?
Maybe you can't. She could.
I don't even care about the police chase. I want to know how this scooter.
It's like a reinforced scooter, little suitcase.
Yeah, it's a little suitcase. Did you sit on it?
It's electric.
Okay, so if you have one, nah, but you have to check those in. I'm already starting to think of inventing something so I can get out of here from you losers. Where the thing could come out, you could stand on it and ride it like a Segway?
So you've heard about all the protesters for the COVID regulations. Yeah,
truck driver stuff. Right?
That's different, truck drivers. Right? No, that's they're stopping truck drivers from coming in because they're protesting the COVID. It's happening in New Zealand. It's happening in Canada. You know how they're combating it?
How?
Barry Manilow songs. Not only Barry Manilow songs, but James Blunt. Hit that song. They just keep playing
beautiful.
It all over.
Isn't that
and
the James
over
Blunt song?
Yeah. And the Macarena.
Ooh.
If you get that, do you want to stop protesting?
Nope.
If you heard the Macarena 30 straight times?
Yep. I would. I tell you, my friend got hazed when he was they made him drink a ton of alcohol, put them all in a closet, put a strobe light in there, put a giant speaker in there and played Love Shack on rotation over and over for hours until like
worst.
Three bottles of alcohol were finished.
The worst. The worst. there's a new restaurant in Melbourne. It is advertising. It's Karen's Diner, a 1950s U.S.-style burger joint. They're promising great food and terrible service. Do you want to go there?
Yes, because that's part of the
charm. Right?
Like,
right.
There's a Chicago, I think there's a hot dog place in Chicago where they scream at you and yell at you, and people get really jittery there.
Well, yeah, it's a soup, you know, soup Nazi.
Yeah, the whole thing. Yeah,
there's
part of the
Dick's in San Antonio, Dick's Last Resort.
Oh, yeah.
That's another one.
Karen's Diner. Sit down and shut up. Okay.
See,
we'll get to you when we
in.
Get to you. That's right. Right. Apparently, there was a live flamethrower on a French Quarter balcony. Is this a cause for alarm?
Yes. This is a big-time cause for alarm.
Do you think that there should be a flamethrower on a balcony on Bourbon Street?
No, I think that's a problem.
You think that's a problem?
Yeah, I think that's a problem.
Well, it's the Crew de Vue. The Vue.
Crew de Rue? Tiny and those guys?
No. This is the Vue. Vue. He's got a flamethrower, and he lights the palm trees on fire. This is not a good thing. I don't think we should have flamethrowers in our Mardi Gras celebrations.
Don't think humans should have flamethrowers.
No, I'm pretty sure. All right.
How are there not more flamethrowers? How have we not seen
a
road
great
rage?
Weapon, isn't it?
It's the ultimate weapon. Yeah. Well, that's not the ultimate weapon.
No, because a gun can shoot.
But a flamethrower, you back somebody up. They see that flame, and you know, like, I don't want to burn to death.
That's all. But that's awesome in movies when somebody's got a flamethrower and, you know, killing
people.
How
has no one jumped out of a car with the flamethrower in any video with road rage?
I know.
Burn somebody else's car.
We done, Tyler? Okay. Vanessa and Gallant up next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Hope you enjoyed the show, and we will talk to you again tomorrow, everybody. Right now, though, Lance and I are talking about Aqueduct Plumbing Company. We love these guys. And here's the deal is if you have any issues whatsoever, how long does it take for your water to heat up? How much are you spending on your water heater as opposed to the tankless water heater? Do you run out of hot water? All of these things are very call them and let them install the tankless heater. They'll do it at a great price. They're going to do the work. They're not going to pass it off to somebody else. They're going to do the estimate without charging you just to come.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big deal. It's a big deal to have a company who you can count on, depend on, who's not trying to rip you off, and who gets there on time and does great work. That's a really big deal, whether it's a leaky faucet or something much more substantial. Our friends are there to take care of you. That's Aqueduct Plumbing. Go to thebenchplumbing.com and get ready to use their services, or at least take the number down for when you need them, thebenchplumbing.com.
ESPN.
97.5.